How'd you like the end zone there, big guy? A nice place to be, huh?
Absolutely.
Just pounced on it, man. Just pounced on it.
Yeah, I had to do a little fighting down there, but hey, when you're under those piles, man, a lot goes on.
What happened to you under the pile?
Nothing happened to me.
No?
Nah. It was just, you know, just everybody fighting for the ball. You know, it's because, you know, whoever come out with the ball is, you know, either you're going to score or he's going to be a safety, whatever it may be. So I just wanted to get it. That's all.
You ever think about it going to a game? You ever think about, I mean, for, at your position, it's something that is not a part of the job. You know, you play a defensive line. But do you ever think, okay, I really want to get a touchdown this game? Do you guys ever talk about that on the defensive line?
No. But we do joke about it on the sidelines in practice. And we was just talking about it last week, saying, you know, if one of the defensive linemen score, we're going to storm the field. And that didn't happen. So it's a bunch of talk.
You ever think about doing your own dance? I mean, Gronkowski's, you know, got the big spike.
You know what, you think of everything.
Crowd dive.
You think of everything before it happens. But when it happens, you know, to me it was just, you know, another play, to be honest with you. Just because I know I had to come right back out there on defense. So I didn't have any, you know, no time to, you know, celebrate and do a dance and spike the ball. You know, it's basically one of those things where, you know, it's done. Get on the sideline, catch your breath, because you're right back out there. So
you did the old,
gave us 7 points.
You did the old Barry Sanders thing. You got the touchdown. You acted like you've been there before. And you expect
like
to be back.
Before. Yep.
Yep.
And
that's
one
all.
Day I will.
That's
who
right.
Knows?
All right. We've been talking about this defense every week, and we've talked about weeks where the communication has not been good, and the communication has gotten better. The one thing that's been fairly consistent here, Vince, has been your defense against the run. It was not yesterday. And the team you're going to face this week features the run. Matter of fact, this is 1952 football you're playing. Get the old reels out and watch the old
it's
stuff.
It's the future, man. Yeah. It's the future. What are you talking about?
What happened to the run yesterday? Because that's the one thing you guys have done consistently good every single week.
Yeah, I mean, just a couple of, you know, missed tackles and out of positions at times. And that cost us. And I remember saying last week, if we didn't do a good job in the running game, we'd have a tough day. And we did have a tough day. It held true. So, but you know, you have those games. You have those games where, you know, you're doing great in one area, and all of a sudden, you know, a team, you know, hits you for a couple big plays. You know, now it's what you do. We're not going to panic. You know, we made the corrections. We're going to move forward. We're going to continue to get back on track. But, you know, it's football. Things happen, you know, and it happened. But you know what? We have to be professionals, and we have to understand, you know, how to defend going forward, because it might be some plays that can come back against us. It's a copycat league. It might come back against us and try to hit us on us. So we have to make sure we prepare for it, make sure we know exactly how we want to defend it, because if we don't, if we can't get that fixed, and the rest of the season be, you know, it'd be a big, big, big game for us, you know, if we don't get it done. So, but, you know, like I said, I have confidence in, you know, us as a defense going out and actually, you know, buckling down and, you know, moving forward with it. So it happens. It happens to the best. But obviously it happened to us, and it kept them in the game. So
how important is it for your defense to stop that run, to maybe put a lid on some of the play action possibilities with the inexperienced secondary?
I mean, and that's the big thing. And, you know, going into that game, we knew, you know, the run set up their play action, and they do a real good job of, you know, throwing the ball downfield when they have the play action working for them, which they did. You know, watching film, you know, they did Miami the same way. So we kind of knew going in that game, you know, how it might play out, you know, and it played out just exactly how we, you know, thought it would be. But we had a chance to actually, you know, put them away real early. We were 14-3, backed up 3rd and 19. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we give up, you know, a penalty and just continue to drive from there. I think that was, you know, kind of a staple point for those guys to get it going. And it drove the field, scored, and, you know, came back with another score. So, you know, those things we have to eliminate. You know, when you got a team down and you could taste blood, you have to be able to finish them off, you know, and we didn't do that. But luckily we made the play. Mayo made the play at the end of the game to seal it for us. One thing we talked about as a team, especially defensively, is starting fast and finishing strong. And I think we started real fast and, you know, and finished the ball game with a couple punts and an interception to seal it, you know, that was very encouraging from a defensive standpoint. But we still haven't played 60 minutes all year. We haven't played a game 60 minutes, and I'm telling you, it's going to be very scary whenever we do decide to play 60 minutes. It's going to be a scary football team. I want to see exactly what we're going to put up, what we're going to give up whenever we decide to play 60 minutes. So every week we're just going to keep harping on it. We're just going to keep on, you know, preparing well, and hopefully, you know, it'll click for us. But as long as we keep winning, that's the only thing that matters to me.
You know, I look ahead 10 years. I see you owning a horse, Kentucky Derby winning horse.
Absolutely.
You'll be a commentator either on ESPN or NBC like some of your former teammates. And you'll make some outlandish comments like they have. Now, yesterday on ESPN, Chris Carter and Keyshawn Johnson were having some fun saying this is the 32nd ranked defense, and they're only 32nd because there are only 32 teams in the league. Rodney Harrison, your former teammate, said this is the worst secondary I've seen in 10 years. Now, they're not regular members of the media because they played the game, and in some cases they played with you. I know you're not going to call a normal media member and say, what the hell are you talking about? But when you see Harrison and guys you played with and against say things like this, you ever call them up? You ever have conversations with them?
Not at all.
Ever tempted to do?
I want to. I want to do it all the time and just tell them to shut the F up. But, you know, everybody have a job to do. And that's one thing over the years, you know, you have to respect their job. People have opinions about whatever it may be, but it's an opinion. So that's how they feel. That's how they feel. You know, and the only thing we could control is this locker room. You know, between the lines, that's what we can control. A lot of things they say have some truth to it. I mean, yeah, we pretty bad, giving up yardage and everything, but guess what? We find ways to win. And good football teams find a way to win. I don't care how you win, because at some point it's going to come down to winning ball games. It's not going to come down to stats, how many points you get. No, it's going to come down to winning ball games or you're going to be home, point blank. So, you know, we ignore the noise, you know, and it's a lot of it. You know, sometimes it be great, sometimes it don't be great, so great. So we just have to keep a level head and, you know, control what we can control, and that's on the field.
Yeah, at some point, you're right. Good teams find a way to win. Sometimes it's on offense, on defense. You have confidence that your defense can go into a playoff game and win a game for this team.
Hey, when it happens, you know, I can't say right now, but we still have 3 games left to worry about before we even talk playoffs. But when that time comes, I mean, you have to, you know, step up and shut up one another. So, but you do the work now to prepare yourself well for that future. And we have to continue, you know, every week we have to continue to get better. And that's our goal, each week, taking it week by week. And like you say, starting with Denver, you guys run the ball pretty good. I mean, from the backs and in quarterback, and they have great receivers and they got a pretty decent offensive line, good defense. So, I mean, they won. They won, what, 5-6 games in a row? So they're on the road. One thing I could tell you about Tebow, he's a winner, point blank. I mean, a lot of people, he faced the same thing this year. Everybody's talking about he's not the typical quarterback. He can't do this. He can't do that. But let me tell you something. He win. Regardless of where he's been, he win. And you have to respect that. So people going to say whatever they want to say about, you know, certain situations. But you have to believe in what you're doing. And I believe in what we're doing around here. I believe that this defense, yes, we can turn it around. And I think we can be a better defense. I truly believe that. So, but I'm going to keep believing until it happens, because I know it. I know it's there. I know it's there.
How different do you think the game plan is going to be this week against this team? In that they run an option. They certainly, once they can establish the run you were talking about, play action, that's when he'll start throwing the ball. But your quarterback will run almost as much as Willis McGahee will run. How different do you think that will be?
I don't know. You have to ask Bill that, but we prepare to win. It never changes. Each week we prepare to win. Even the games we lost, we prepared that game to win. So, you know, if it comes down to a sideline adjustment game, that's what we'll do. But going into today and tomorrow, we're going to prepare to win. Whatever, you know, Bill thinks is the best way that we can face this team and be successful against this team, that's what we're going to do. And if we have to make the adjustments on Sunday, that's what happened. But We approach this game just like we approach every other game. Prepare to win, and it won't change.
All right, who is Jam Pony Express and DJ Uncle Al? That's what you were listening to after the game, according to Ocho Cinco.
Was that
a Florida thing?
Yeah, that's a Florida thing. Yeah.
What we got? Guys, what kind of music are we talking about?
You talking about they just some DJs that, you know, they just talk over the music and rap over the music. You really won't understand that unless you're a Southern boy, a Florida boy. Anybody in the state of Florida, they know what Jam Pony is. They know them boys get down.
So you wouldn't understand it because what? Because of the
it's just a DJ.
Okay.
You know, it's just a DJ that makes music, take other music and just, you know, knows the music and just say things and put things in places. It's pretty neat. I'll bring some in for you.
Bring some in.
Diossi was playing some for me half an hour ago.
I was actually doing the talking. Yeah. So.
I mean, you should have seen. Oh, here we go.
Yeah, here we go, baby. I hear you. Hell yeah, baby. Coming at you. Jam Pony, baby.
Now, wait a minute. Now, you should have listen to this before the game, and then you would have had some inspiration for your touchdown game.
I always listen to the opponent.
You could have given a shout-out to Boynton Beach and everybody else around there after. I mean, come on. You just handed the ball.
I listen to all types of music. I care less about, you know, what I listen to. You know, some days I want to listen to some slow. Some days I want to listen to some rock. Some days I want to listen to some R&B. You never know.
Little Christmas music in
little
there.
Little Christmas music, you know, Michael Sterling, you know, never know. I listen to it all. Marilyn Manson, you never know. I listen to all types
of
music.
You're not listening to Marilyn Manson.
When's the last time you listened to Marilyn Manson?
Just the other day.
Beautiful people.
Game day, baby. You kidding me?
Hold on. That must have been after a loss.
No. That was game day, baby. I listen to all types of music.
Let me ask you about the 15 yards yesterday. You're a big guy. Royster's down on the ground. If you don't get on top of him, he could do what Gronkowski did. He could get up and he could continue to run. Do you think that it's unfair in that you're a big guy? When you come down on Royster, I'm sorry, the trees fall from the forest. They come down pretty hard.
I mean,
do you think you're in any way discriminated against in that if a safety does that, they don't charge him with anything?
Probably so. Just how it looks, you know. But I remember a couple of years ago with Maurice Jones-Drew down there. He runs in back of his guy and falls on the ground, and Tully wants to touch him.
Mm-hmm.
70 yards later, it was a touchdown. So you can go back and forth with this. My job as a defender is make sure the guy's down. And I saw him. He could have easily got up from there and continued to run. So I wanted to make sure he didn't have that opportunity of actually getting up and running with the ball. And I wasn't even thinking about, you know, Gronk.
Mm-hmm.
But a prime example. So – you know, that's you know, you take them up with you. You got to ask those guys that. But you know what? I'm going to continue to play, you know, play to the whistle. And, you know, could I touch them and just, you know, just put a hand on them? You know, at that moment, you know, I really wasn't thinking just touch him, you know, put a hand on. I just wanted to make sure that he was down. That was my biggest thing. So, you know, they called it, but what can I do?
Do you think they would have called it if your elbow hadn't accidentally led the way to the back of it? I mean, you know, just kind of bringing it up a little bit.
I don't know.
Accidentally, of course. Totally accidentally.
Yeah. You know, I really don't know how I'm tackling him, but yeah. I just know my goal was to get on him.
Yeah.
You know, point blank. So.
It's a strange call all the way around.
But it is. You know, it is what it is.
Is this going to be a little different this week in that so much is going to be made of this one player, Tim Tebow? You've already talked about him. But it's going to be, I mean, we were talking about it earlier. How many times do you think Tim Tebow will be mentioned on the airwaves during the course of the week? Everything is going to run. Yet they have a great defense. Nobody's talking about the great defense.
They have a great defense. They have a bunch of guys around him also. It's not just about Tebow. There's this team along is actually playing some good football. And a lot of credit have to go to the defense because the defense stepped up big time. And, you know, Tebow's getting all the credit, but – trust me, it's everybody over there in that locker room. So we're not just game planning Tim Tebow. We game planning the Denver Broncos.
All right, you can help Vince and EMD Millipore tackle diabetes this season. Join by this Friday at 4 p.m. You'll have your chance to win reserve seating and dinner for four. to watch Vince's team play at Jerry Remy's Sayport. For details, please go to jocelyn.org/Wilfork. EMD Millipore is a division of Merck KGAA of Germany. I know you want to go and work out that horse and listen to Marilyn Manson Christmas album.
No, so we need some more of that Jam Pony Express.
We'll let you go, big fella, okay?
You guys have a good one.
There it is.
Pony boy, yeah. Where did you get that from, anyway?
We find anything.
Yeah, we can
anything,
find it.
Man.
Anything
sources.
You want.
We can get it.
Hey, we have a pipeline to Florida. Yeah. Anytime you need anything.
I think we stole it from Matt Light's iPod.
Oh, that's who it was.
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure it was Matt.
Yeah, okay. One of those guys.
Vince Wilfork, quick break. We're right back at you here on The Big Show.